Where you just about froze, there's a massive breeze come across, and I was like, hey, up, what's going on here? And obviously, Wadey fouled it because he hit nothing. I left tops. I was thinking, hey, up, hold on a minute, what's this here now? So for the first thought, even with the breeze, expecting nothing happened to the door, my door just went as if it was like, I don't know, ski whiff. I thought, what's that? Bruce Wendley said there's a massive draft coming here, should we go off stage? And I thought, well, I might as well throw me obviously darts to try win the set, you know. I missed the two darts by a mile because the darts just blown everywhere. Ready to got double 10 last dart. Come off at the, like, obviously off the stage there. And then he took a 2-0 lead. I was gutted, you know. I knew it should have been one set each. But then after that there, I come off, I was still disappointed, you know. He took a 5-1 lead, and I thought, right, I'm the world champion, you know. I thought, he's beat me the last five times on telly. See how much bottle you've got now. You just prove to people now how much bottle you've got. And that's all it was. And I thought, I'll show you. Even the crowd was on my back, booing every time I'm throwing. Even when he was 5-1 up, he was booing me. And I thought, watch this now. Shut up, watch this.
So, even at 5-1, you genuinely thought you were still in a chance of retaining your Ladbrokes World Darts Championship title?
Yeah, of course I did. Yeah, I did. As soon as you missed that, I beat 5-2. And then it was 5-2. He had a shot. It was two legs each. He had a shot at 1-2-1. He went treble 20, 25, missed double 18. At 98, I went treble 20, double 19. Two darts. 5-3. I thought, your darts now, game on. You watch this. I won the next set 3-0. Next set 3-0. Next set 3-0.
At what point did you think you had the match won, Eddie?
When I got it back to 5 each and I was two legs up. And even then, I started slow and I thought, oh, no, it is a 140. I thought, oh, no. And then we were both on 161. The only reason I know that is because I had, I think it was a ton 40 or a ton. I believe the 161. And I think he hit a ton at a 140. And obviously, I looked across, in treble 20. Had a quick glimpse of the score. But I thought, I've got to go at this. Because you never know with Wadey, see. And I went treble 17. I was sort of thinking he should have set it up. And I thought, no, he did it to me, see. He showed a bit of disrespect to me. Where I was on 148 and he set it up. And I thought, I ain't going to show any disrespect. I thought, I'll just go for the 161.
Where does this rank in terms of your best wins, most satisfying wins?
This is the best one. I mean, from 5-1 down versus 6 sets. I mean, I remember a few months back, Wadey actually said to the press, I aren't fit enough to tie his laces. Well, obviously, I must be a lot fitter than him because I've just withdrawn the storm, you know. I've just got up there, showed how fit I am, you know, mentally.
Does it give you more satisfaction that it's James you've just beaten?